come on, come on. Let me be the roast master.
The host, you know, he has to handle the hecklers and keep the show moving. It's a hard job, and with this crowd, I don't think you're built for it, baby.
You don't think that I can handle hecklers?
Hank.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm talking to Arthur.
Yeah, no shit. With all due respect, Arthur, I'd like to get this done sometime today, please.
Come on. I'll show you. Heckle me. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm very busy and I got a sore throat.
Come on. Heckle me. Come on, don't worry. Hit me hard.
Get off the stage, you fucking moron! I've taken shits more interesting than you are. You're not but Larry Sanders' personal fuck bitch. So shut your fucking fat face and get your goddamn bloated ass off the stage, motherfucker!
Oh, Jesus, Artie.
Good comeback.
All right, still getting used to this studio. Well, still a little fucking weird, but this is recording. Now we're recording. What's wrong? You need to bring up your headphones?
Hold on.
I actually do me a little bit, too. Just a slight nudge. Up. Give me up. There we go. That's some compelling radio right there. That's what we call that.
Shit just sounds really new. I can't hear you.
Yeah. Ratchet up your headphones all the way.
The song is over now.
Hold on. There you go. Nice cold, cold drop. No art to that.
Fuck it.
We better? You can hear us now?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear us. Fucking, ugh. Like, hearing myself sucks, but whatever.
All right, let me bring you up because you sound a little more mutey.
Yet I can hear the fucking cunt prattling out in the hallway loud.
Oh, that fucking C, who I told to shut the door so I wouldn't have to hear her anymore. Yeah, C, I'm talking about you.
Which begs the question, if we can hear her.
Oh, she can hear us. That cuts, especially me. I'm just aiming right at the door talking. Oh. She can hear everything I say. Obviously, no one else is in the studio, so no one else knows what we're talking about. There's a television studio right next to where we record the radio show in the off hours. This is one of the off hour Papa's basements, by the way, and we'll do the intros momentarily. But there is a mysterious woman who was in black yoga pants, was it, Will? I guess they would qualify as yoga pants, right?
Leggings? I don't know what the fuck you call it.
A legging. Something tight, something black, and a black tank top. And she had kind of the swarthy skin. So from behind, you're like, oh, you know, maybe a decent piece of ass. And then she, later in the evening, put on a Santa hat. And if you're a stripper out there looking to make a buck, put on a Santa hat. It makes you look 10 classy. Times sexier. It's a fucking kinky thing, that Santa hat. You don't like at all?
No.
Really?
I mean, if you're at an office party that says, like, hey, I'm looking to get nailed.
Yeah, it's like a hoary thing, man.
Yeah, but not like in a sexy way. It's just like, hey, I'm a drunk, sloppy bitch.
That's sexy, though. Saying you're a drunk, sloppy field to be plowed is sexy.
Yeah, but dressing like a whore is a much better way to express it.
I guess. Well, anyhow, this pump is prattling on right now in her Santa hat and her little black getup. I told her to shut her yap about 10 minutes ago. She turned around. Dome wasn't what I would have wanted, sadly.
Nah, like mediocre Bronx Puerto Rican, I would say.
Yeah, and it sucks because between the getup and the hat, and the figure not being fat, you're like, God, we got potential.
I mean, I don't think the clothes are that sexy, but again, just like all the dumpster fires you see walking around here.
This place is a shithole. This place is a shithole.
Remotely decent.
She could have been a goddamn 10 in these halls. Are you kidding me? The mutants that walk the halls of a public access building boggles the mind.
I know.
It's like they funnel the fucking DMV in here.
It makes Veronica the most attractive chick in here. That's
terrible. Oh, she's the queen of this building.
That's probably the only reason she fucking comes in here.
She loves the ego boost.
You goddamn self-centered cunt. Goddamn rich cunt.
Well, folks, you're listening to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio, the brother, the the funny bastard. I love him on air.
Thank you.
Thank God he's joined us again. Not that I mind the solo or working with Veronica, but it's just good having a conversation with you. It's the only time we talk. Plus, I did a solo show about 5 days ago, and my mouth like immediately dried out, and it sounded like a fucking dry pussy being cracked open, like every word I said. It was like, it was fucking foul. And I couldn't bring myself to listen to the episode, which had all kinds of audio issues. Apparently, I also sound really slowed down. As one great man said, I sound reverse chipmunks. Great big fat persons.
Oh, wait, she's a great big fat person.
Stealing your line. Yeah, I had the Will Ferrell dart in my neck old school thing going.
There's a fucking dart in here.
So between that and the... I don't know.
Like a compelling podcast.
Dude, it somehow moved a shit ton. I think it was the biggest downloaded podcast thus far.
Is there a witty caption involved?
No, I don't know what did it.
Picture
I really
tits.
Don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Like, all the metadata was like Lindsay Lohan's tits, Playboy, Lindsay Lohan's tits. Okay.
Not bad.
Way to shit on my parade. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter? I'm at Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Find us on iTunes. Drive up our traffic there. You can go to In Papa's Basement to get the iTunes link for downloads. Find my writing there as well. Will, which Twitter are you going to put out there? Are you going to do them both?
I don't think anyone contacts me through this. If they do, it's usually at Billy Basil. But Twitter is a piece of shit. Like, my phone...
Well, it's become MySpace.
Well, no, not only they call this spam and all that bullshit, but, like, for whatever reason, my phone Twitter app won't update beyond December 8th.
What, TweetDeck?
I don't have TweetDeck. I just use Twitter.
Oh, I'll get you TweetDeck. TweetDeck's the jam.
But, you know, like, all mobile shit is, like, pull down to refresh?
Pull down to refresh.
Yeah, I do that, and it's, like, stuck at December 8th, 2011.
That is a little creepy.
It's like when someone kills themselves on MySpace and you see that like last login date that never changes.
Oh, I have the weirdest story. Like, a friend of mine had a chick, this is years ago, he was going to high school with.
Right.
And she died over the weekend. She got like spiral meningitis or whatever it is that just kills people in like 2 seconds flat.
Viral meningitis, yeah.
What did I say? Spiral? I think there's spinal meningitis. Yeah,
it's in
something.
The spine, yeah. Oh, you might be right. It might be spinal meningitis.
Yeah, I got it out there. The point is, it's there. We're going to move on. She put up an away message Friday night, like not feeling so good.
Oh, no.
Going to the hospital.
On AIM?
On AIM. And this stayed up for like 8 days.
Oh, God damn.
After she was dead as fuck. And the parents just didn't think to check her computer.
Oh, so there's probably like 50 messages like, get better soon, XO.
Well, not just that. I'm sure a lot of people are like, I heard you died. Is this true? I've heard you're fucking dead.
Are you dead? POS
you have
confirmed.
You've shuffled off this mortal coil. What happened?
Oh, God. Imagine. There's probably at least one person who's like, quit being a pussy.
Shake it off. See you in class on Monday.
Walk it off.
Thinking they're so goddamn witty. We got a great show lined up for you today. Some crazy shit happened this week. Sad thing is, I won't even be uploading this until Monday, so hopefully it's not too fucking dated by then. I don't think it'll be. I don't think you're going to get a ton of updates on everything we're covering. And don't worry, before we delve into these topics, Will, we're going to give you 5 minutes to talk Lindsay Lohan's tits.
All right, but...
I certainly did. I loved the shit out of them.
Well, how come you got to upload on Monday? Is that just like highest traffic day?
No, I mean, I can certainly give people an extra post tomorrow. I just don't like doing more than one thing. No, I can certainly upload tomorrow.
No, I figured that might be the best day just because it's like people bored as shit.
Dude, Monday is awesome for traffic. Everyone hates office work.
Yeah, so they're fucking just dragging their feet at their desk.
That is why I hate doing anything good on a Friday. Like, I try to breeze through Fridays in terms of content for Papa's Basement.
You do shit every day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a waste of time, let's be honest. But hopefully I'm building something.
The fuck is that fucking creaking? God damn.
Probably my mic.
Oh, is this the arm moving?
Is this it?
No, I think it's the tables, like, fucking rubbing together like two tectonic plates. And then, of course, like, he moves and it moves my shit, like...
I'll lean away.
No, no, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming the fucking retard who built this studio.
It is what it is, man. I pay $26 a year to have access to this. I got
this
no complaints.
This shit is set up on, like, the fucking plywood tables you eat at in the goddamn, like, elementary school
cafeterias.
Cafeteria.
Yes.
That's exactly what
it is. With just mic stands bolted to those.
It's
and a board that doesn't have a hole cut out to fit inside, just plopped on top of it.
What is this shit called? Particle board? I don't even know.
Yes, particle board.
It's got that shitty rubber, like, rim on the outside.
It is what it is, man. Ugh. It is what it is. For $26, you ain't going wrong. So, I want to talk first and foremost. Will, maybe you know how the fuck to pronounce their name. I don't. It's the Duggar family.
Duggar.
The Duggar.
It says dirty and simplistic and stupid.
The Duggars.
The dang old Duggars.
Just, they sound like a fucking peasant mud shovel.
Duggar. This is an ugly fucking name.
It is. Not the beauty that is Papa Giorgio. Fucking.
At least that sounds exotic.
It sucked for 18 years having this name, or maybe like 12, whatever your childhood is. But after that, it's been all payoff, my friend.
Isn't the dad's name fucking like Jim Bob or something?
What?
I think it's Jim Bob Duggar.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. You're
talking about our dad. I'm no, that wasn't our father's name. You piece of shit. But the Duggar families of 19 kids and counting fame recently tried for a 20th because they love rebranding the show. It apparently started off at 17 kids and counting and then 18 kids and counting. So they use this broad's pussy like a clown car.
My question with like shit like that and John and Kate is like, how do these people get on TV in the first place? Like, either someone just, like, some local piece of shit thinks it might make a good show, but odds are they're probably, like, getting a fucking agent and, like, seeking this actively. That would be my guess.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe you become a local freak show first and you get on the news. I want to say that they don't have people anymore that scout for talent. Like, you really do have to contact networks directly.
Yeah, because every asshole is looking to get a reality show.
Exactly. There's why hunt one down?
There's famous people trying to shop reality shows that aren't getting them on air.
Yeah, so I very much doubt these people just had it fall in their laps.
Like, everyone is...
Their cavernous, vaginated laps.
Fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman and, goddamn, what's that piece of shit movie? Ben Stiller, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Along Came Polly.
Yeah. Where he's just, like, hiring a camera crew to follow him around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As the former Breakfast Club kid, right?
All the fucking time. Or something. No, he was kind of supposed to be as fictitious.
It was a parody of the Breakfast Club. He's supposed to be, like, the Anthony Michael Hall of the Breakfast Club.
I thought it was more like...
And he had the infamous bagpipe scene.
Yeah.
And a catchphrase that I don't remember.
No, I thought it was more like... what's the one with the fat kid, Jerry... You know, he kept sliders banged Romaine Stamos.
Oh, Jerry O'Connell. Phoenix. Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, but what was that kiddie movie he did with, like, River Phoenix?
Stand By Me.
Yeah, I thought it was more like something
No,
like that.
The cover is like a direct parody of Breakfast Club's cover.
Alrighty.
For whatever reason, I've seen Along Came Polly exactly once, but I retained that sharded.
That's all I remember.
That for a horrible fucking movie, that is downright a contribution to the culture, and I hate calling it that, but it is.
Dude, fucking Malibu's Most Wanted has like two LOL moments next to Terry Crews.
I guess a broken clock, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go call that nigga right now.
I was thinking white chicks. These jigaboos out of here.
No, it's just like, man, I wish I could talk to my pops that way. I'm gonna go call that nigga right now.
Fucking love that.
And that's just him doing that weird ass dance that he does too.
I goddamn love Terry Crews, man.
That's fucking great.
One of the things that came out when Patrice died, Terry Crews, I know we don't watch Everybody Hates Chris. He's Chris Rock's dad on that show.
Yeah, thanks to Leo, I've seen that enough to know that.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's how I...
Oh, Leo would fucking like DVR it.
Oh, yes, our former black roommate, Leo. That is the extent of my exposure to Everyone Hates Chris, too. Just
it really not that funny
of
a show, from what I
It was okay. I remember having moments. I watched about 7 minutes. But that part was for Patrice. And Patrice was just like such an asshole during auditions that like even Chris couldn't get it for him, apparently.
Oh, like he was supposed to be the dad on Everybody Hates Chris?
Yeah. They just went on and on during, because you missed all this. Your like, car's been in the shop for a month now.
Yeah, of course it comes at the best time.
Yeah, so you haven't heard any of this on ONA and all the shit they did for Patrice, but so many projects he burned bridges on, man. So
that's fucking
many.
Awesome, though, because, I mean, look at just Everybody Hates Chris. Like, obviously, you know, someone's like, oh, Chris Rock is funny, but it's not his goddamn brand of humor. It's been watered down.
It's true.
So, like, and same with Terry Crews. Like, and I've said this before, you know, when you hear people on Opie and Anthony, like Jay Moore and, what's the other guy's name? Stoner dude. Jim Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear them, and like, goddamn, they're funny as shit. And you realize they didn't get to SNL being not funny, but once they get there, they're fucking just tempered.
Like, yeah.
You can't curse. You can't write your own shit unless you're like Tina Fey. I mean, I think most,
they really did give her some free reign.
Well, because she was a writer first. That's why. See, like, the comedic talent, I mean, I guess if they wanted to, they could probably write their own shit, but I'm sure they'd rather go out and get fucked up.
Well, I know a lot of them do come on as mostly, if not all, writer. Like, Attell was a writer, and I don't think did much else.
Yeah, but he was never on air. I'm talking, like, the cast members. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of them are stand-ups or improv people.
Yes.
Improv, I think, is the lowest form of entertainment on earth.
It is. I mean, well-done improv is impressive.
Next to mimery.
But for lack of a better word, it's incredibly faggoty.
It's drama, kids. What the hell else do you want?
And I respect people who can do it. Like, I'm not going to make fun of you for doing it well.
We're
it's a skill.
Right now.
We are. So we're knocking the shit out of it, by the way.
Yeah, so what
we're
the
fucking
fuck?
Slaying it.
Yeah, so... it's just disgusting. And when you see like people like Carell and Ferrell, like, and you compare them to real comedians like Patrice O'Neal and shit, like,
oh, they're not as funny.
They don't fucking hold a candle to them.
Well, you wouldn't see Patrice O'Neal running out to the audience being like, name a place.
Do they really
name an
shit?
Object I'm holding?
Yeah, they're not do the fucking Family Guy thing. Like, yeah, your mother's cunt. Like, okay, come on, seriously now, guys.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I've seen Groundlings, like when I was in LA, I saw Groundlings once. And the guys there were from middling to brilliant in terms of their skill. Like Maya Rudolph was there, and she was maybe the shittiest person.
Whip out your brown titty.
The bald guy from Community was amazing, and the best, speaking of fat black guys who are going to die too young, there was a dude, he was on Malcolm in the Middle. Like, there's a bunch of black dudes, like three black dudes who used to congregate in Malcolm in the Middle. I saw like five episodes, I knew him from that.
Was he like a weird neighbor or some shit?
Possibly.
Wear glasses?
He did.
Yeah.
That dude was fucking amazing at improv.
Diddle the little brother, Dewey, I believe his name was.
Pick him up like a bowling ball? No, he did not diddle Dewey. But that guy, whoever the fuck he is, he slayed. And, I mean, it was hilarious. But even then, it wasn't stand-up. It wasn't – and you know what? Even to some extent, fuck stand-up. I just like conversations, man.
No, me too. I like this shit. Like,
what we do – and I'm not saying we're good at it. I'm just saying I like the medium.
No, it's the only thing that's real because stand-up, again, you're reciting shit. And people who kill it on radio and, like you said, are brilliant improvisers – most people can't fucking do like an hour of stand-up and not have it be boring. Because, again, it can't be all like funny, ha-ha, Rodney Dangerfield one-liners.
Yeah.
Because there's no impact. So you either have to have like the social shit like Carlin and Chris Rock and, from what I understand, Pryor. I've never really seen or heard his shit.
Pryor is amazing. I've never heard stand-up that good.
I mean,
and honestly, it doesn't age for whatever reason.
I mean, Chris Rock, like, his old shit, like, Bigger and Blacker and all that is pretty good. Is that the one where he's wearing, like, the shiny, weird, like, PDC?
Mm-hmm,
like,
the P. Diddy thing,
and,
yeah.
Like, the Clinton stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. I mean, honestly...
Or that was Black Ambition tour, maybe.
I thought that was Bigger and Blacker. Black Ambition, I thought, was the one where he was wearing the purple suit.
He's not Eddie Murphy, Will.
No, like, the one... It's in Constitution. He's wearing, like, a purple suit. It's the
Black
last...
Ambition's like the very, very first one.
Oh. Are you sure?
There's one that was like 96, and then Bigger and Blacker is 99.
So wouldn't the first one be Big and Black?
Exactly.
Stands to reason. But, you know, I was actually, again, just thinking about this a few days ago. Like, that fucking D.L. Hughley special, Come On Home With Me, you remember that? Like, we watched it with
fucking Mom. Slade.
Dude, like, that guy doesn't get credit. That might be the best goddamn stand-up special I recall seeing.
It's way up there.
That shit.
Well, I think he doesn't partially don't get credit because I've never seen him that good again. I've seen him, not that he's fallen too far off it, but he wasn't that good.
Again, man, you're just...
I kind of wish he was on O&A.
You're capturing a moment in time. I've heard him on the radio. He's pretty like straightforward and shit. He's like married. So he wouldn't be like dirty, really. And from what I remember, that like his comedy isn't that dirty. I mean, it's fucking funny, though.
Yeah.
And like that one Attell special, like we used to download the MP3.
It was a premium blend.
On Napster.
Yeah, that again, was brilliant.
Like if he's coked up or something, I don't know, but he just comes out, fucking knocks it out of the park.
And he's never slayed like that again, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I mean, he's a funny dude, but yeah, I mean, like, as far as like that performance, I've never seen anything he's done that's touched that.
It's just so weird.
And he's done the same material.
I guess it has to sync up where you're kind of, and I'm not even going to say they're probably at their performing peak, but there probably comes a time you've done it so damn much that you almost get burned out on the art form, if that makes sense. Like being a kid just coming to the majors, it must be the most exciting thing. And then imagine like Derek Jeter, he's goddamn 40. He's like, motherfuck, I got to travel to another city.
Ooh, I smell a segue, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah.
Not that this, clearly we've forgotten about Jim Bob Duggar.
See, it wasn't
I'm
even intended
the goddamn
as a
picture.
It wasn't even intended as a segue, but if we were gonna take it there, we could have.
Why the fuck not?
There's a Jeter story later. There you go.
No, honestly, I think it's just like winning the lottery or fucking getting hit by lightning. Like, much shit has to line up.
Yeah, you have to be at a point in your career where it's still really exciting. And you love doing it. You have to have an act that, even if it's not your best, you're performing it at its best, if that makes sense. Because I think guys just go through act, go through act, go through act. And maybe, like, the jokes you're doing 5 years after that, just even if they're better to you because you're such a seasoned goddamn vet, maybe they're not good to the fucking neophyte listener.
I think you're, like, overanalyzing it a bit. Like, honestly, I mean...
Really? You don't see it as, like, a Metallica doing its Master of Puppets, and then, like, you just keep going, and eventually it's diminishing returns?
Well, see, that's different, though. So that's pre-recorded. That's chopped up. They can do shit as much time as they want. Like...
But I view, like, an act at a particular time, like putting out an album or anything like that.
No, I mean, like, what would be comparable is, like, seeing a live performance. They'd be like, holy shit, they killed that show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because stand-up, it's different because that's live. You know, it's all about, like, how you did it that night. Like, if stand-up was a medium where you fucking went into a recording studio and did take after take, you're like, oh, I like that the best. And it's really about performing the material. That's different. Here, like I said, it's really just the fucking stars have to align, right? It's kind of like, I mean, if you've been, like, fucking the same chick for a while or just whatever, you know, like, you occasionally... You'll actually get that initial spark.
So rare.
Like where the
so
sex
rare.
Is actually good again.
Where known pussy becomes strange somehow again.
No, it's awful. Like sleeping with a woman more than 2-3 times tops. Mistake.
I wouldn't go that far, but like...
More than 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to liken a woman to a car. Once the new car smell's gone... And you start
you fucking fart in the seats, start spilling.
You got
shit.
That fucking French fry on the carpet. You start getting mud all over the place.
Just stop giving a fuck.
It isn't the same, exactly. And you're like, oh, look at this beautiful car. I'm never gonna scratch you. And then some fucker hits it in the parking lot, and you're like, well, it's dented now.
Yeah.
Let it go to fucking hell,
dude. People are pieces of shit. Like you said, my car has been in the fucking shop because I rear-ended some slant like probably almost a month ago at this
point.
Fucking. Well, first of all, I don't think I told you or Mom this because I was, like, so upset. This happened, like, immediately after the accident. Like, I didn't get the insurance because it's a goddamn rip. It's, like, $20 a day or something. And your insurance, like, your auto insurance doesn't pay for it. Some fucking drunk piece of shit while I'm sitting in my car, like, about to go to the gym at midnight or something.
Yeah.
Fucking backs into me. Hits me. Starts taking off. Like, I go out. They sort of slow down. I get the tag number. And then they just take the fuck off.
Uh-huh.
And I call the cops. And it's like their tag's untraceable because they never registered it. And
what?
All this shit. Yeah. So it's like they bought the car used from somebody and they never went to the DMV.
Oh, God. I'm wondering what their nationality is. Continue.
And the cops are so fucking lazy. I'm like, well, can you call?
The system sucks because it doesn't help you for shit.
Yeah, he's like, well, if it was a felony and over $1,000 in damage. And like, luckily, you know, the car is black and it's just like, once I wiped all the shit away, like, they nicked some paint. Hopefully, like, you know, I'm just going to fucking fill it in with a magic marker.
Yeah.
And return the car at night and, you know, shit will go my way. But, yeah, like, I just noticed all these little fucking dings and shit from the parking lot. Probably a lot of them are my goddamn neighbors, pieces of shit.
People are morons. They don't have a sense of spatial awareness. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you how many people just open a door into the side of your car.
No, I told you, one time I was sitting in my fucking car, like, waiting for Maureen outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking African bitch just, like, she saw me, and, like, I saw her, and I'm like, all right, so I know there's no way this bitch is going to hit my car. Sure enough, she gets a dunk. I'm like, get out. Like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, I didn't do anything. I'm like, I'll go call the fucking police, you cunt.
Like, yeah.
Again, it was, like, that old tour, so I didn't really give a fuck, but I was like,
if you didn't do anything, why did I hear a thud like a jungle drum, you slut?
Squeeze your fucking zebra-riding ass in there, you skinny, malnourished bitch.
Oh, she was all Ethiopian?
Yeah, like, real fucking African, but...
Uh-huh. A skinny, as they called them in Black Hawk Down.
What?
A skinny. I believe that's what they called the Somalis.
Fucking Starvin' Marvin. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just... And, like, where I live, it has these stupid, like... The parking space lines only come out half the length of the car, so that makes it infinitely harder to park, to kind of gauge where the fuck you are. Because you only know how to, like, line up the front half of your car.
That blows.
And so, yeah, people are always at, like, weird fucking angles, and, like, sometimes it's hard to find a spot, so, like, you'll try to, like, squeeze in between two assholes who park diagonally. It just fucking stinks. And the parking is unassigned, too. So there's motherfuckers who just leave cars in the same spot for, like, months on end.
You need to tell me who those people are.
Just throw a fucking brick through their
window. I will. First, you could do that, but I do know how to break into cars. I am a locksmith. I do have the equipment. So let's just have a big rib dinner.
Drop a steaming pile.
You and me, both of us, and just shut the doors back up. Let them find it a month later. Nature will have taken its course. Just have baked into the cushions
at that
point. You
gotta be careful of that shit, though, because one time, like...
What, are they gonna DNA my shit?
No, you gotta be careful, like, when you shit, I learned this the hard way, your ass has to be below your knees.
Your ass?
You can't squat and do it.
Is it just gonna smear it out?
Yeah, man. Fucking, like, when I was in high school one time, like, just bullshitting or, like, wasting time and wasting life like you do when you're in school.
Yeah.
Like, there's this tractor or some shit, bulldozer, parked, like, down the street from Luan's.
Yeah.
I was like, wouldn't it be funny to, like, shit in the seat and have some beaner come back the next day and see a fucking turd?
Ay, ay, ay! Dios mío!
Again, like, I mean, back then, you don't really think of, like, shitty things like that.
Yes.
You know, no pun intended. Like,
that was my Bumblebee Man impression, by the way.
You know, like,
flawless.
Piss on toilet paper, piss wherever.
Oh, I've gotten into this on air. Like, back when the Dallas Cowboys were all the rage, as were starter jackets. This is circa 93, 94.
The Aikman years.
Yes, and every kid had a Dallas starter jacket. I would break into the lockers at my junior high, which had no security. Like, if even a corner was unpinned, you would just tug hard enough and the rest of the metal would give way. And I would dig these out, flush them down the toilet, and then piss all over them or take a shit on top of them.
That's like, what, 150?
Yeah, it was about 120, I'd say, in there. And that's in $93. And the worst, what got me to stop was I realized maybe it kind of ruined the kid's day, but I saw the janitor just reach into a piss-filled toilet with his bare hand. Just didn't even care to put on those yellow palm olive dish gloves. And I was like, I can't do that, man.
I can do that with my own piss and shit, but other people...
I'm not going to play with my own Duke. Are you kidding me?
Well, you never gotten it on there by accident?
On my hands?
Yeah, like you're wiping your ass.
Yeah, I hate it. It really, really sucks.
Yeah, but you're not going to fucking put on latex gloves before you wipe.
No, and I'm not going to amputate my finger, but it's not something I seek out either.
Oh, no, it sucks, but...
You know. Urine you get on your hands, what you going to do there?
Oh, goddamn, like when I piss in my gym shorts, sometimes I don't shake well enough, fucking drips, like, down my leg, like, past the shorts onto my calf. Like, and just like, yeah, whatever. Fucking just like rub that calf with the other. I'm like, I'm good to go.
I had a similar. I took a piss at the gym 2 days ago, and I didn't give it enough of a a flip. And sure enough, I had the spot on your shorts. And so I just had to take water and flick it all over myself. So I just looked like a retard instead of someone who couldn't piss right.
That's why one of the reasons why I always wear black. At least you get away with that shit. But yeah, you wear like red gym shorts, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's clear so, like, as day.
The one's like regular red, and that's just fucking burgundy.
Dark red, yeah. Ernie peed his pants too, you know? Miles Davis.
Goddamn. There it is. All right, so now shall we segue into Jeter?
Do you didn't want to do the Duggars? We didn't do shit with the Duggars.
That was 30 minutes ago. Nigga, that was weeks ago.
You got to clean your plate, man. I'm sorry. That's how it works. Right.
And I'm staring at that fucking photo. He just looks like the biggest inbred Midwestern piece of shit. She looks like a bizarre Sigourney Weaver that... God help
You're
me.
Not too far off on that.
I wouldn't mind getting some domage from her.
Ugh. Yeah, no, we part ways there, buddy.
I don't know. You wouldn't want to rub out a hot batch on that crazy face?
Well, just to say I did it. And for those who don't know why we're talking about the Duggars, these freaks who had 19 kids and the 19th apparently almost killed the shrew wife.
Wait, what?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, like the 19th, during the 19th pregnancy, they're like, bitch. This is ruining your body.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
It popped out like Damien style and tried to kill her?
No, like 19th... Yeah, I'm stupid. I was thinking like oldest. Like somehow I was like jealous that they got 1/19th of the attention they should have.
Oh, no. Like
plotting to kill her.
This was... She was trying to pop out the 19th and they're like, hey, bitch, this could kill you. And of course she's like, well, it's God's will, whatever way. Which is just the dumbest thing you can say to anything, because there's no God, and it's all random.
Enough with the fucking God already.
I know. Jesus Christ. I know, but that's what this dumb bitch thinks, so...
Do you really think they even believe that horse shit? You
know, they do, yeah.
They're just seeing fucking dollar signs at this point.
Oh, no, I believe that they're way into this God shit. I think this God racket. Dude,
every time this cunt squeezes out another puppy, they end up on like Good Morning America.
Yeah, and I think they love it. To some extent, it's like a Tebow thing, though. They're like, we like get to talk about God and show our godly example everywhere.
Where are these pieces of shit from? Like fucking Biloxi or something?
I don't know. Fucking that chunk of the country I just call Godsylvania or whatever. You know, just the whole swath between the coast and California.
You always shit on it, but I bet you get laid fucking like a... You probably get laid more in the Midwest than you would in a monkey whorehouse with a bag of bananas.
Where the fuck is that from?
Married with Children. You don't remember that? Back when TV had balls.
Oh my God. Like, I think brilliant line.
No, Kelly or Al said it to Bud. It's fucking great.
A monkey whorehouse.
Yeah, I think it was Al. I was like, son, you're going to get laid in a monkey whorehouse with a bag full of bananas.
God damn. That is brilliant.
That show killed it.
But, yeah, to get to what you're saying, the South and the Midwest, are you fucking kidding me?
They got nothing else to do.
And I'm not talking like kind of civilized Midwest, like Chicago and Ohio.
No, that's still suburbs.
Yeah, I'm talking like
in West Virginia.
Fucking, yeah, the boonies. You got nothing.
Like those townhouses across the street from Vixen's.
Yes.
Like just in between two sets of trains.
You're probably losing your virginity at like 9. I wouldn't go that far.
But see, you got to get them before they all get fat. See, like.
Well, they just all live accelerated lives, it seems.
Yeah, but. Because
why would you want to live all that long living like that to begin with?
The ones who do stay like really skinny. Like, deathly skinny. That's what you want to go after.
You're talking the white trash that just stays bony?
Yeah, not necessarily in shape, but just skinny. Because you don't want to go pig sticking. That's no good.
I get the feeling, though, that you could get some great pussy in.
Before 16?
Well, that too.
Before they all fucking just
That goes without apart. Saying. Yeah, I was going to say the ones that are going to fall apart, like right around the 18th birthday, they're probably just like, right on the edge of the cliff. But they're like filled out enough to have like a bitch and ass and tits or something like that. And then it's like 8 pregnancies later that they're swamp thing. But before that, I think you got some good fucking there. The bony white trash chicks would be an awesome lay.
Yeah, fucking crack their cervixes. And I bet you, like, if you go out to bars, like, in shitholes like that, it's actually what bars are supposed to be.
You actually do get laid?
Yeah, like, you go out there and you just fucking hook up with whatever piece of shit is giving you the eye on the other end.
Fuck. If bars work that way, even remotely,
I think they're supposed to, just not in this shithole we call Northern Virginia.
That's what I think, too.
Let me go
honestly.
To a bar with a group of people I already know.
And then I'm not
going
to talk
to
anyone
them.
Else. Yeah. And then I'll come home and go, why can't I find anyone? I went to, dude, just the 2-day stint we did in Richmond. You were there for the second day. The one night I actually got drunk and partied. I was like making out some bitch at the bar by the end of things.
That's the way life should be.
Yeah.
This place is just a vacuum of all that is good and pure.
The D.C. area, and we don't have to, we've already
Even
jumped
Maryland's
to 100 topics.
Better than this piece of shit. It's really
if I wasn't born and raised here and didn't have family and friends here, it would never in a million years cross my mind to visit and or live here.
No. Like, the only reason people come here is for jobs.
That's it.
Which I guess now, like, since the economy's in the shitter, it's actually good, but...
I don't know. You get to be the mansion on the hill.
Yeah, I mean...
Jesus.
Yeah, no, this place fucking stinks.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
The wimp. This place has to have the worst women in the world. The only thing that could possibly be worse.
I don't know if they're the worst looks wise. I think the attitude's the absolute fucking worst.
Well, just
I've ever
the look attitude ratio.
Yes.
I was gonna say yeah, maybe
massive attitude for not a ton of look. Typically, like if you want looks, go south. Southern
south,
bitches
east,
who just
west,
like
north.
Yeah. Southern broads, though, who just, like, will never be clothed all year long, they simply don't get out of shape.
What are you talking about, like, Miami?
Not Miami. I mean, like, even, like, the Deep South. Like, Deep South
oh, they
college
have to wear,
campuses.
Like, tank tops and shit.
Yes.
The same as California.
Yeah, yeah, so except California's got enough industry where some of them sneak in or it's like, I don't have to look good. I make money. Fuck that.
I'm funny.
I have personality.
I'm a writer.
Voice.
I wear glasses so you know to take me seriously.
You gotta remember that because I'll forget it in 5 seconds, but it was glorious.
Typical fucking cunt voice. That's what I imagine all women sounding like no matter what.
Oh my god.
Including some we do the show with.
Jesus. Veronica's good people. She listens to every episode. So
does she really?
Yes.
No, I love her.
Exactly. There you go.
I really do, man. I bust her balls, but fucking nice doesn't equal funny, so.
Right,
fuck you, bitch. Bitch, eat shit and die.
Lord. A dumpster fire I'll be putting
See,
out.
The problem is, though, like, I never hang with, like, I've hung out with her once outside of the radio station, so she probably thinks I actually mean it.
Of course she does.
Yeah, but see, then we went to Fuddruckers. I was civil.
That's true.
Yeah, so she just needs to remember Fuddruckers.
You're like Animal Mother, man. Outside of the war, you're a great being.
Oh, all right. So now the Duggars.
Back to the Duggars. Now that we've worked that out of our systems, and let's go long on this, by the way, because who the fuck cares? Or do whatever the hell we want.
Maybe we never knocked on the door.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. We'll be loud if we want.
Was that
door
was?
Knocker. I don't know, man. I just like to picture it's us against the entire rest of this fucking station.
It's going to be like one of them fucking NCAA brawls.
Okay, back to the Duggars. We're staring. Will's been staring at this picture for like 45, 50 minutes.
She yeah. looks like Sigourney Weaver.
Of just the two of them. He's staring at her. She's got the batshit crazy eyes.
I think that's what kind of does it for me.
You like those crazy... I mean, she's just got the jowly face. Like, she's old.
Jowls. A little bit.
Yeah, I guess you're right looking at it. She's... Ugh. She got the Elaine Benes hair.
Elaine. One of my biggest childhood crushes. Can't tell you how many batches I rubbed out to fucking Julia Louis. Back when you had to look up those fucking, like, fake nude pictures. Where it's like,
oh, is it the shittiest photoshopping super, ever?
The Photoshop wasn't even invented. That shit was done like Microsoft
Paint. Just
fucking Mario paint.
Or yeah, they would just take the body and then just spray paint peach all
and
over
you're
the clothing.
So stupid, like you wonder if it's actually real. Looking back, it's like no way could that actually be her body. It's these giant fake like perky D cup tits.
Of course not. She's barely got a B.
Fucking nipples like and pointed then, straight to the sky.
Well, I think what circulated the most with Julia Louis was the episode where her button pops off.
Oh, and then they just, like, airbrush it in some shitty...
Not nipple. Even that. I mean, it was just, like, the five stills where you see her little itty-bitty cleavage.
Oh, like, it actually went out, yeah.
Yeah, and put together.
No, I think you could see a titty. But, again, it was just terrible.
But now we got to continue on Julia Louis for at least, like, 30 seconds. Because that is... I've had two, I'll call them supersonic batches that I've run in my life. Just fucking broke... the light speed barrier, like sonic boom, like your hand is on your dick and you're finished. And one was...
I hope there's a trash can in here.
Yeah, it's called the floor. No one's looking. Oh, wait, there was a camera.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think they saw the spit. I was going to
You'll be fine.
Grind it into the carpet.
Well, we talk calmly. My two fastest was... Oh, God.
We're talking about, like, speed of the actual pump?
No. I'm talking, like,
you just came like 2 seconds.
Oh, I need to do this. And, yeah, 30 seconds later, you're just like, this isn't happening.
Well, that come, no pun intended, like, if you don't jerk off for a while.
Oh, God, when I got back from Vegas, man.
Fucking, like, come before you even get hard.
Oh, my God. I had a drain after 5 days. It was 5 days locked up with you guys.
I didn't jerk off there either. Like, luckily I had sex, but...
Yeah, exactly. I blew one nut there.
No. Oh, yeah, but from fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, that may be the only time, like... There's been times I've been in a fucking hotel room with mom. I was like, fuck it.
Just going into the toilet, yeah. Just that weird misty look it gets, like Agent Orange defoiling a forest. It's so creepy looking.
I think I told you this before, but like when I was driving up to New York to audition for USC, because that makes a lot of sense to go to New York to audition for a school in LA.
Yeah.
And missed your senior prom for it. Thanks, mom. Or no, that was a different thing. Anyway.
Something else she took a memory
yeah,
from.
And of course she insists on going with me even though I'm fucking 17.
Yeah, exactly. And like maybe you'd actually want to fuck some fat Puerto Rican who's giving it
yeah,
up.
Of course. I mean, that's probably why, knowing me, I'd always get in trouble. I always just fucking go out looking for whores. And
she's convinced you can't handle shit.
I can, but that's not to say that I don't do exactly what she accuses
exactly.
me of.
Exactly.
Just seek out dangerous elements because that's what I like. But anyway. So we're driving to fucking Union Station. Is that the train station in D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah, we're driving, and he, like, stops short, and I guess it was intentionally, because then mom goes, like, flying forward. And just out of nowhere, he just fucking, like, pulls a penthouse out and, like, hands it to me. I'm like, okay.
What?
Yeah.
A fucking cab driver?
No, dad.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
It's like the bizarrest shit. I was like, all right, let's fucking smoke that shit. It was also...
Dad fucking gave you porn?
Yeah, I don't know if he gave the other to you or he kept it for himself. It was...
Anna Nicole Smith's Playboy?
Yeah. Did he give it to you? Or
no,
you
he kept that.
It, kept that.
And I found it after he died, and I remember spanking to it.
Getting more fucking sacrilegious than that. Fucking died in 2001. Like, internet porn had been, like, hitting its stride for years.
I felt I had to. I felt when I found it I had to. Mom was like, ooh, well, looks like he was still into this until the end and just left it lying out.
Oh, God, she found it?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, yeah, how about that? Ha, ha, ha. And 30 seconds later, I was just, yeah.
Do the fucking man show, like, as soon as a man dies, you have to do the fucking, like...
The porn sweep.
Yeah, of course, now there's no more physical porn. I still have all my old shit at mom's house, and, like, the worst part is, not only does she know where it is, like, sometimes she'll be opening the curtains, and the fucking one cabinet of that computer desk...
Is busted, so yeah, she can see it all.
It'll fucking fall open, and you see, like, goddamn, like, airtight, angry anal and all this shit. And it's like... I mean, on one hand, like, I'm not going to fucking use it. On the other hand, it's just like throwing away holy bread. It's just a sin.
You can, man. You fucking
And I'm
can.
Wondering, like, should I just fucking leave it in a giant trash bag in the woods behind our house where all the fucking shitty teens like us would hang out and smoke?
I don't think they care.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, because who knows how, like, strict parents are with filters, but they probably know how to fucking get around it.
Yeah. I don't think any kid... I think kids are looking at porn at, like, age 8 now.
Dude, like, how the fuck are you even going to get a rod with a woman?
You can't. Like, I think the next generation is going to be sexless, man.
Fucking drop off in population.
Like, they are going to need people, like, peeing in their mouths just to get hard. Like, the stimulation will have to be off the charts to do anything normal sexually.
Yeah, like, the only time I could, like, fucking really enjoy sex on a regular basis with the same person, I stopped jerking off.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
And it's like, if I know I'm getting laid on the...
Because, porn's great, and I love it, and it's, God, do I love it. Well, we could go down that path for fucking 5 episodes straight.
Certainly better than women.
Yeah, I've pretty much come to that conclusion in life. That's at least how I live it. But when you're with a chick, you cannot really be looking at it a ton, or else you're not giving it really to the girl all that well. Or at least I've found that. Like, if I'm looking at a shit ton of porn, and then it's like... Oh my God, like your face isn't changing every 3 seconds. You're not a different video every minute I'm with you.
Black dicks in your mouth right now.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Like it's such sensory overload compared to actually just being there with a chick, well, see, fucking that's... trying to be there in the moment for her.
Well, I don't know. You gotta like A, make sure you're pulling a high caliber.
Yeah.
So, no fatties. B, just make them do horror shit. I know you don't want to, but you better rub your fucking feet on it. Fucking Rex Ryan, that shit.
Oh, God. I've had chicks even try that, and I've, like, fucking cocked my fist. No kidding.
You and I are opposites.
Oh, I hate feet. Oh, I hate feet so much.
That's just where you and I differ, my friend.
No, without a job or legal residence... You're a bum.
You're a fucking bum. And then, yeah, just dress them up and shit. That's like the one thing I kind of miss. I wish more chicks did that.
What, like dress up?
Not like role-playing shit, but just fucking wear like sexy, slutty shit that they can leave on.
I've never in my life gotten that. Never in my fucking life.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
you treat them like the disgusting objects that they are.
I bet it is fucking amazing. I've never had better than like the chick was kind of dressed up to go out for the night, and then you get to undress it.
See, I'd leave it on as much as you can.
Really?
Eh, I mean, it depends. It's like a skirt or something.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of the rip it off, get to business.
Yeah, but then there's a fucking boring ass naked body, and unless that's like ridiculous, which most of the times it isn't.
That's like my one of my only good sex memories. I was dating a chick who had, I mean, she was batshit nuts, and it lasted like 2-3 weeks or something like that. But oh, some good fucking. But the broad had the head of the mom from Weeds, okay. but like just a 36 body.
36. What cup size?
D.
I mean, I have to see it, but...
She was pretty goddamn slamming. Because whenever I'd take her out and trot her around restaurants, like, every guy was just staring at her and then staring at me like, fuck you. It's probably the only time I've dated ass of that caliber for, like, any amount of time. Where it wasn't just, like, a one-nighter or some shit.
Right.
And I would always... Like, I... For whatever reason, I never would keep anything on her when we plowed. She was so goddamn good looking naked. Like I wanted to see it all. I didn't want anything covered up.
She tan?
No. She was like real. She was like Irish and Lithuanian or something. So she was like fucking milky white with like this real dark hair. Peace. Ugh. So crazy, but God bless her.
What the hell happened?
Oh, like, she was like straight up bi. Like she was mostly into chicks actually. And I think just like every couple...
It's kind of insulting to you.
Yeah, I think like every couple of months she just needed dick for a while and then like go back to a long-term girlfriend or something. And so I'm pretty sure I got dumped for a chick, or at least she went quiet on me for a chick. But I had a lot of really pretty damn good sex with that broad, so I don't care. The joke's on her.
Slam piece. It's been a while since I've had like good sex.
Oh, are you kidding? Like, I've been working.
Was that like? I mean, are we just reminiscing about like our first high? Are we trying to chase the dragon? No, I think. No, you get some fucking like hot piece of ass.
Yeah, sex is as good as it ever was. You just need a hot chick to have it with, and I love. It kills me. First, it kills me that we're just not going to get to a single fucking topic today, but that's fine because that's how the show rolls. It's weird to me whenever I hear a girl ask a guy, how can a girl be quote-unquote good in bed? Because to you, is there an answer?
Don't talk. Don't do anything. Let me do all the work. Don't try to fucking participate at all.
I'm pretty much with you on that. And also, for me, 95% of it is how the girl looks. Just being, like, the whole fucking time, like, oh, my God, can you see what I'm fucking?
My whole fucking life, I was just recently one woman who actually knew how to fuck and suck.
BJ's, okay, you can have skillet head, but that's not like a two-party system. You know what I mean? What?
No.
What?
Yeah. I don't like being touched in general, usually.
I don't like being touched, but I'll make exceptions. That's a big one of them.
No, maybe because my first fucking blowjob, I got toothed all over the place and just scarred me for life.
I've had that happen exactly once, and I never got one from that chick again. Because I figured it would be more embarrassing to have to explain to her, like, hey, put your fucking lips over it, and then she'd be like, fuck you, why do you know how to suck dick? And then you have to punch her. But, so I just plowed her after that and never got head from that broad again.
Nah, I mean, usually if anything, I'll still suck my balls while I fucking just, like, beat it.
I'm a fan of the Beat It finale, the Michael Jackson.
Well, no, not fucking just to, like, shoot ropes on their face, but just, like, to get myself hard to fuck them.
So you just want your balls licked while you're tugging your junk?
Sucked. Difference.
How dare I? Pardon as moi, sir.
Dude, Jim Jeffries on ONA said the same thing, so I'm not alone.
Oh, mine have
could have my balls sucked while I'm wanking, I'd be in heaven.
Oh, no. I might have, like, zero sensation.
Really?
Yeah. And for me, head, whenever they do getting to another ONA moment with Bob Kelly, where he was really getting into... Bob watches a lot of creepy porn. I think Bob's half a fag.
I think, yeah, Bob and Norton are, like, into trannies and shit.
Yeah. He was going on about the difference between head in hetero porn and gay porn, which...
I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
Although I will say, just from the box covers I've seen in MVC, it looks like dudes can fucking, like, swallow 9 inches, no problem.
Oh, they're just... They have those big monster throats. I mean, what do you want?
Well, that and guys just do everything better.
Yeah.
So I don't want to find out, but I'm sure they put more effort and actually try.
He was saying... That in, and this is, if chicks want to know how to be better in bed, here's one of the fucking three things you can control is how to, you know, give better blowjobs.
Well, actually suck for one.
You took it right out of my mouth, buddy. Yeah. Pardon the kind of gross pun.
No, he was, girl really sucks dick.
Well, okay, they think it's the most sensitive thing on earth, and they'll look up and give you the doe eyes while, like, doing this little exploratory licking around. And you're like...
See, that's why I don't let them have any control.
I've been jerking my dick since it could get hard, lady. I mean, violent G.I. Joe kung fu grip.
Fucking punch my yam bag like George.
Yeah! Speed bag it. Just, yeah, I've been violent with this thing for going on 2 decades. This is like a fucking Stuart Little fart against it, what you're doing. It counts for nothing. And he was saying in gay porn, they just do the, like, suction cup with the mouth, slamming their head down, going fast, pressure. That's how it works. The best head is get it all kinds of hawked all over it, wrap a hand around the shaft, and as you're coming up, give me a handy tug. As you're going down, slide it to just an okay sign.
Yeah, like, aren't they supposed to fucking do it like they're trying to drink a goddamn milkshake from McDonald's?
We just gotta Wendy's Frosty through a straw?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But they don't. They just fucking rub their lips and tongue over it. They don't suck at all.
You can tell when a chick isn't that good or just has a bunch of guys that come really fast because there's no pressure. And like you said, it's just lip brushing up and down your shaft.
That don't do anything. That's what most of them did. Like, you know, I've had a couple chicks now.
Trust me.
Some more.
You
who actually sucked.
The fucking handy plus the sucking.
One was that fucking 6'2", bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like
giantess.
Sticking in a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, it's great. It's a fucking awesome act. The only problem being that saliva's design is a digestive enzyme, so your dick will look pretty angry afterward, but...
It'd smell awful. You ever, like, go to the gym after you fucked without showering?
It's putrid.
You fucking pull out your dick to piss. You're like, why is it all slimy and smell... Oh, wait.
It's not so... Yeah, and like you're saying...
Saliva smells 10 times worse than pussy juice. When it dries.
100% with you. Because your fucking dick is being digested a little in your shorts.
Just dried saliva is the worst smell in the fucking world. Like you said, I guess it's part stomach acid.
It's gross.
It's gotta be acidic as a motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever just spat on popcorn? You're like Brendelfly. It's fucking awesome. It dissolves right in front of you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
Do it.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Spit?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just melt it.
Popcorn.
So do we actually want to get to any of the topics, or...
Cause I don't know.
We could punch out right now.
I was having fun. What the hell else?
Well, we got to talk about why we mentioned the Duggars.
Oh, God.
I'm going to keep bringing it up.
Fucking, you mentioned Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and that was like a 30-minute tangent.
And we didn't even get to my two fastest beats.
All right, let's just stick with sex.
Yeah, that's what the hell. Fuck the Duggars and their dumb, dead 20th baby.
Yeah, just look that shit up. Very disturbing.
Yeah, they posted pictures of the dead baby holding its little fucking fetus feet that are like the size of half a thumbnail.
It looks like fucking gerbil feet. And like, if it's a fetus and it's that small, how the hell is that developed? Isn't a fetus like a blob at that point when it's that small?
Nah, man. Well, I think that's like a 6-month fetus or some shit, or 5-month.
And it's still that fucking small?
Yeah.
The feet, like... weren't bigger than, like, the first joint of their thumb.
Yeah, that's why if your chick gains weight when she's pregnant, fuck her. Because that thing is tiny.
Yeah,
and she's just
right, eating.
Because
the one I knocked up was skinny as shit. She was, like, 3 months and not showing.
Yeah, man. You can take forever. Because it doesn't get big till the end. Otherwise, you gotta figure it can't be that big.
That's nature's way of fucking, like, screwing you.
As the dad.
By the time
you're like, wait, what? No.
Fucking Norm MacDonald. Wait, what?
I think
it's too late.
I just
the
think
bitch
it's
is already in the delivery room. You're like, fuck.
You know,
my name.
Think about it. If she was swollen huge for 9 months, like a mammoth could tusk her.
So much time to get the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying a lot of shit could go wrong if it was huge. Like, I think it tries not to get swolled till the very end.
That and it would give the guy enough time to figure out, hey, I don't
an exit strategy.
I don't want to stick this. I want to drive a car that hasn't been in an accident.
Exactly. No
check
fender
the
damage.
Fucking Carfax on this.
Oh my god! But I gotta finish the two fast loads.
All right.
Because they're both great stories. The first was Comedy Central Kelly LeBrock. I don't remember what the movie was, but they showed her bare ass.
Kelly LeBrock,
bitch from Weird Science. 80s hot, you know, like not really any figure, good dome piece, kind of okay tees. She
can't possibly be hotter than Vanessa Angel.
Look her up in the day. She was very 80s hot.
Vanessa Angel and Kingpin. Oh.
That was good.
Another childhood crush. Holy shit.
That was good.
Big fake tits.
Yeah, you're a man of simple pleasures. I'm starting to get onto your team, by the way.
Dude, there's nothing better.
they're pretty good. But sure, ass pops out. And as a kid, I was like, well, not a kid, I was like 16. But you're just not expecting it. You know what I'm saying?
It makes it kind of hot.
It was totally hot. I didn't know I'd see a bare ass on Comedy Central, so I just fucking ran a batch standing in front of the TV, like all over the carpet.
This, of course, before you had a TV in your own room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is in our living room. Like, I was just home alone watching this.
What, did you stay home from school or what?
No, it's just like a Sunday. The rest of the family was out. You were with mom and dad, and I'm watching TV, and I just beat off all over your carpet.
God.
That's what you get.
Did you fucking even close the curtains?
No, like I stood in front of the curtains enough so that you wouldn't see me. You would see my back. You wouldn't realize what act I was performing.
I'm pretty sure one of the bitch McCann fucking caught me beating it one time coming over.
Really?
Yeah. to showgirls.
Ugh, that's... Oh, whatever. The second Fast Load, Woody Allen flick, don't remember the name, but it had Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah, where she's getting boned by the old guy.
Getting boned with her panties dropped or whatever?
Yeah.
Fucking 30 seconds, max at that.
No, I definitely stroked it to that.
Oh, God, and I saw it again recently, had nowhere near the same effect, thank God.
No, because you're not expecting to see Elaine getting fucking doggy plowed.
It was so hot. It was so goddamn hot.
And because this old man is just, like, feebly thrusting.
Yeah.
Just trying to, like, rub his limp cock against her.
His limp liberal New York cock. She's like, yeah, take all 4 inches of this.
And, I mean, it was kind of hot because then they just, like, sneak out even though it was, like, the house was filled with people.
Well, they bang like, in front of a blind old bitch.
Yeah, that is kind of hot.
She's, like, right. Moaning, and they're like, are you okay in there, Missy? Meh.
My cunt hurts.
Line me up. Well, we can go out on that classy note, right?
Why not?
Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love how we don't get to anything, but that's part of the fucking magic of it.
No, it's just a springboard.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pasta and sauce. You'd think the pasta is the main course, but it's really just... There's a conveyance. For the sauce.
That fucking killed me. Will, if you sure you don't want to plug at Billy Basil, you're just not doing Twitter anymore?
I mean, yeah, he can if anyone wants to write.
Tweet
me.
Him at Billy Basil. God damn it. Tell him you listen.
My fucking phone works. And
tell him you like it. We'll download, before we even get out of here, we're downloading TweetDeck, okay? And you'll be fine.
I don't want to learn new things.
You'll be fine. TweetDeck takes 3 seconds to learn.
It's too late.
I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to get hold of me, I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Website's in papasbasement.com. It has the show archived, and it has a bunch of my writing. And hopefully you'll like that and share it. And until next week, next Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.